Get ready for battle, Christians, as we learn about the armor of God today on the Christian Wake Up Call.
Calling all sinners. It's time for your Christian Wake Up Call. Get a dose of biblical Christian truth for today's tough challenges. And now, here's your host, John Davison.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of the Christian Wake Up Call. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Today we're going to begin our series on the armor of God. This is described in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, which I'll read later. To me, this represents the essentials about being a Christian, all the key components that we need to have an understanding of and a relationship with God, with understanding His Word, knowing the truth, all these things. And they're just critical for a Christian to maintain their faith and stand strong. Like all soldiers, we need to receive our basic training before we're even ready to go out into the field. And as Christians, we're no different. And to me, I see the armor of God as being those key components that we need to be ready to go out in the field. Our basic training, as you might see it as. So, how can we serve God without being prepared after all? So today, we're going to dig into the armor of God, as Paul described to the Ephesians, and just get a basic understanding of what that is, and over the next several weeks, we will dig into it even further, discussing each of the pieces and how it affects us, and then who knows what we'll lead on to next. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. And welcome back. So to start our conversation on the armor of God, I'd like to go over some reasons why Paul used armor to begin with. At the time, Christians were under attack, and Paul was in prison in Rome. So Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and I feel, at least from my reading of it, and I think everybody can kind of get a different perspective, but I feel Paul was really trying to reinforce and strengthen them, trying to make them strong, to stand strong in the Lord, while it looked like everything was in turmoil. And one of the ways we look at strength, especially in that time, would have been they looked at Rome and they looked at the soldiers. So the soldiers wore armor, so in relating these spiritual concepts, he related them to something they would understand, which would be the Roman armor of the time. So, like everything in the Bible, and Jesus did it, we know about the parables, there's always a way of trying to help people understand spiritual things by relating them to worldly things that they can understand. So, in Paul trying to explain these pieces and components, he related them to how and why they were important. And he's really trying to get them to understand that with these concepts in place, that they can stand strong and be confident and rise to the challenges that they're presented with, because these pieces will help strengthen and protect them. They will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. They will have the Lord as their strength and might. These types of statements that we'll read in Ephesians. So, to start with, I'm going to read Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With every prayer request, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints. So as we can see, Paul relates these spiritual things to Roman armor pieces. At this point, everybody was part of the Roman Empire for the most part. The Ephesians, Judea, they hadn't destroyed the temple yet in 70 AD because this is when Paul was imprisoned in Rome in the early 60 AD, somewhere around 62. And at this point, Nero was aggressively persecuting Christians, blaming them for fires that he was probably setting in Rome to fulfill things that he wanted to do, but not turn people against him. He wanted to turn them against the Christians. He was using them as a scapegoat. So what better way to explain it, both as he would understand and they would understand, than to share the concept of the Roman armor as the armor of God. And like all armor, if you have missing pieces, it doesn't protect you properly. So the key is, you know, to strengthen all those pieces of the armor, and the stronger those pieces are, the stronger you will become against the attacks and be protected. So he's trying to influence the Ephesians at the time to work on these characteristics of what it means to be a true Christian, a true follower of Jesus, and how they should be living their lives in spite of all the worldly and evil things that seem to be going on around them, all the attacks, the people being persecuted and martyred by Nero, and basically having to live in hiding. So that kind of gives you an idea why Paul wrote what he did, who he's trying to communicate with, and how it kind of fits in with the time in explaining these godly things to these new Christians in Ephesus. So now we have a better understanding of this. We're going to move on to understanding what the components are, at least from a high level, because we'll get into more detail over the next several weeks. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Welcome back again. So now that we've talked about why armor, why did Paul use armor and present these Christian spiritual concepts in these six pieces, we're going to dig more into the six pieces and the concepts and how they kind of map together and what their purpose is. Each component is a combination of both a physical and spiritual piece of the armor. So the physical piece of the armor, again, represents the Roman piece, and the spiritual piece represents what part of being a Christian is, what that component is they need as part of their spiritual strength. And the first component is the belt of truth. This is in Ephesians 6:14, having belted your waist with truth. And this is the truth we find in God and His Word, that we know what the truth is, that we're not blindly believing in something. We have a strong foundation in truth. And like a belt, it kind of holds everything together. With the truth is kind of our belt. It kind of holds the rest of everything that we're going to experience as Christians together. A belt holds up your pants. It holds the breastplate down. It, you know, it does a lot of things to hold your protection together. And then after that, the next component is the breastplate of righteousness. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, as mentioned in also Ephesians 6:14. And only through our relationship with God can we be credited with righteousness. We cannot be righteous ourselves. It's only through our relationship and being in God and Jesus. And like Abraham and Noah, we too, as loyal followers, friends of Christ, are credited with His righteousness. And this kind of protects us as well. It protects our heart because we have his righteousness. We're in his righteousness. So it acts just like a breastplate in protecting us. And the next component is the shoes of the gospel. And this is mentioned in the next verse, Ephesians 6:15. Having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. And as followers of Christ, we are called to share the good news with the world. We are to go out and share it, to share the gospel. And, you know, shoes are fitting for this because we're protecting our feet so that we can walk and go out, you know. If we didn't have shoes on and we're walking on rocks, everything would hurt. We'd be slow. We'd be hardly able to move. Eventually, our feet would be in so much pain we couldn't even stand. So having shoes or sandals or any kind of footwear is, you know, protection of our feet and allows us to navigate these rough areas and share the good news. So that's kind of how I think they tie the shoes. And then the next component is the shield of faith. And that's Ephesians 6:16, taking up the shield of faith. And it's through our faith that we can protect ourselves from so many things that Satan, the devil, and the world throws at us that can take us off track and away from God. Our faith is an assurance to us in God's word and promises. We have faith that we can trust and know this. And it's not blind faith. Nobody should have blind faith. It should be founded on truth. Why the belt earlier? So we use our faith then as a shield. You know, whenever we're being attacked with something, you know, something's going wrong in life, we can protect ourselves from losing our faith in God by using the shield. We put our faith up in front of it because we know we can trust what God tells us. And he promises that he will care for us. So we can deal with these things better. We're not as vulnerable to it, say, if we didn't believe in God. So after the shield of faith comes the helmet of salvation, which is in Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation. Our salvation protects us in that we are with God. So we know once we're saved, we're not vulnerable to potential of going to hell, being judged in that way. Christ has already paid our fine for us in his sacrifice. So being in Christ, we know we are saved from the final judgment, the lake of fire that all non-believers and unsaved are going to be cast into at the end. And it's because of that we know we're protected, similar to, you know, if we weren't saved, we'd be very vulnerable to the infamous headshot, you know, the instant death type of attack. And because we're saved, we're protected like a helmet. There's no headshot for a Christian. The only way you're going down is, you know, if the other areas fail and you just get worn down and give in yourself. So in that sense, to me, it's like a helmet. You know, once we're saved and we know that we're in that position with God, we're not vulnerable to that instant hell shot. And the final piece is the sword of the Spirit. And this is in Ephesians 6:17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which, as it says, is God's word. For most of us today, we equate that to the scriptures or the Bible. That's the most reliable source and how we should be using that as our foundation and everything. And if we notice one thing of all the armor components, the sword is our only offensive weapon. Everything else protects us, but it's God's word, his spirit, his breath. There's so many words for that in the Bible that I think are just incredible ways of looking at it. But when we speak the word of God, we're speaking God's breath, God's word out into the world. We're not speaking of ourselves. We're speaking through the authority of God. So in a sense, being able to attack with the word, it acts like a sword. Kind of like Jesus when he was in the wilderness with Satan. You know, Satan would quote scripture at him. Jesus didn't retaliate. He quoted scripture back again and corrected him and put him back in his place. And that's why I kind of feel that the word of God is our sword, how that maps together. So those are the six pieces of the armor of God. I hope you found that interesting. I know for me, it's a very important thing. And that's why I'm doing this series on it. I feel that we all can benefit from really putting on the armor of God. So that summarizes the six pieces. So we're going to move on and discuss why we need the armor of God. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Welcome back again. So now we've covered the pieces of the armor of God. Let's talk about why we need the armor. What purpose does it serve to us? Why is it important? And it's important because we are vulnerable on our own. We are weak and vulnerable to the world and the devil. And this is kind of clear from the beginning that we need to be strong in the Lord. It says, but in the Lord, be strong through his strength. So we need to use his strength to be strong, not our own, because we're imperfect. We're doomed to fail. We are not capable of resisting without God. So not only in Ephesians 6:10 do we have to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, but we also get a reason why we need to do this. So in 6:11 it says, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. So Paul is telling us to use God's strength to stand firm, to stand strong against what the devil throws at us. And that's why we have the armor of God. These are the pieces of how we can know God, to stand strong in him and stand up against whatever the devil throws at us and be victorious through God by being in Jesus. So with all six pieces in place, we can stand strong against the spiritual attacks of the world. We can take on the lies, the deceptions, the dark forces of the world around us. Now that we know and kind of understand that all six pieces of the armor of God represents a component of our spiritual life and relationship with God and Jesus, we need to be prepared. You know we should be seeking and knowing the truth in God. It's the core of our relationship with him, with everything. It holds us together in faith. If we're close to God, we should be covered by his righteousness. As long as we follow him, we will be righteous in him. We should be going out into the world and sharing the good news of the gospel as Jesus commanded us. And make sure we know the gospel message. If you're not sure what the gospel message is, go back and listen to our second episode, Do You Know the Gospel? And then our faith should be founded in truth and can shield us from the fiery darts of the dark forces as they throw them at us. And we should not be accepting just blind faith. We also covered that again in a previous episode. So you may want to go back and listen to episode 5, Is Faith Blind? We also need to be saved. It protects us against anything that the devil can do to instantly just take us out of the game. We need to understand what salvation truly means. And again, we covered this in a previous episode, in episode 6, Understanding Salvation. So, you know, we are really striving to make sure that we're going out sharing the gospel and making sure that our listeners understand what it means, what the truth is, and are equipped to deal with the world as it is now. And that's part of what this series is going to be about when we talk about the armor of God. So after faith and being saved, we need to know God's word. We need to know the Bible. We need to know the scriptures. And this is just more than just reading through the Bible. We need to understand that there's things in translation that we need to be able to go back and address. Often you'll see people citing things that are contradictions that aren't necessarily true because people don't want to put the effort into it. They are looking to just disregard the Bible for what it is, and that is the Word of God. So getting to know it, studying it, understanding it, it's going to strengthen you in all ways, and it's going to allow you to be able to be confident in who you are in Christ, in what you know and what you're taught, and be able to defend and stand strong against anything the world's going to throw at you. And there is a lot of deception, misinformation, a lot of false prophets out there pretending to preach for Jesus, and they don't know Jesus. Jesus won't know them when the time comes. And I'm not being judgmental, but Jesus himself has said this in his word. You'll call my name. Did I not do these things for you in your name? And I truly will tell you, I do not know you. So I don't want to be the one that Jesus says, I don't know you. I want to be the one that Jesus comes to in the end and says, good and faithful servant. And I want you to be the good and faithful servant. I love everybody. I may not agree. I don't like sin, but not liking sin does not mean I don't love or learn to love. So I am here to help prepare you. And that's what this series is going to start building on. So anyway, that's it for this segment. I'm going to take a quick break, get a drink, and then come back and close out. And then you can have the rest of your time back. So I thank you for listening so far. We'll be back in a little bit. All right, folks, and welcome back. It's about that time where we finish up and send you back out into the world. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Being a properly trained Christian is essential. Knowing the word, knowing and wearing the armor of God. This is all key to defending ourselves against the spiritual attacks of Satan, the dark forces, and the rest of the world. So hopefully you found this to be a blessing to you. The basic training of the armor of God will continue over the next several weeks, so I hope you'll be back. I don't think you'll want to miss it, though. But thank you for joining me today. And if you enjoyed the episode, as always, make sure to subscribe, like, share, and review. I'd love to be introduced to friends and family. Hopefully, they can be blessed as well. And next week, we'll be continuing on and starting with the discussion on the belt of truth. So again, you won't want to miss it. And always remember, live for your Lord.